Good morning, Teletooners, and welcome back to Teletoons, if you will. Sorry we got a little bit of a late start this morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning,
good morning.
We could
hear the microphone squeaking. Today is our Shameless episode.
Shameless episode. Absolutely Shameless.
Oh my gosh.
Shameless is a, I don't know what channel it was on. Do you know what channel it was on?
Netflix. It's not a Netflix original.
Oh, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, because I watched it on Netflix as well. Okay. It is about this, like, discombobulated family.
That was a big word. I liked
thank
it.
Thank you.
I loved it.
I learned it from Cake Boss.
Oh, my God.
Right? But so it's this family that lives in Chicago, and they just have, you know, they're just a lot of chaos, and they are shameless about it. It's, well, yeah. Let's play the first song. Oh, wait, actually, we don't know what the first song is going to be quite yet. Oh, that
one?
Ooh, excellent. Okay.
Okay.
This first song I picked for kind of the entire family. So this is Reputation. Okay, we're stopping it. That's the wrong one. Oh my God. Ew.
Okay.
Okay.
I was confused.
I was like, okay, Joan Jett, but that didn't say Joan Jett. I was like, okay, wait, sorry. I thought I put Joan Jett in the playlist. Yeah. Wait. Could you pull that one up?
Yeah. I
can. Okay, love it. Cause let's do that because that's just a good way to start, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it just called? Okay, yeah. Okay, here we freaking go. There we go.
Okay, that was Bad Reputation
by Joan Jett. That was the one that I had initially thought. I was like, oh, what is this slow song? This is not what I meant. Mobby.
That's so funny. I was like, who's Stephen Dawes? Like, I don't know who he is.
Never heard of him either.
But you know what? We got a little taste of something new.
Yeah, a little taste, and then turned that right off.
So sorry.
Oh my God. No, that's my bad. But yeah, so I feel like that song is just like kind of like the vibe of the show. What's the theme song? Do you know what
the theme song is? It's like, think of all the luck that you got. Brow, 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 brow.
Because, yeah. Da, 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 da. I don't remember it, honestly. Okay. Because I was like, wait, low key, like, they should just make Reputation or Bad Reputation by Joan Jett, not Reputation by Stephen Dawes. The theme song, but.
That's the theme song of Freaks and Geeks.
I do know that, yes. Good stuff. So the Gallagher family.
Oh my gosh, they're such a hoot.
They are ranked as such. It is Frank, the dad, Fiona, then Philip, a.k.a. Lip, then Ian, then Debbie, then Carl, then Liam. And they are just like a big old melting pot of kids who are just trying to make it through life. Frank is this, like, crazy, raging alcoholic who also does, like, drugs.
But he's also just, like, a con artist.
And like, a bum.
A sleaze.
He, like, lives off of, like, government...
Welfare checks.
Welfare, yes. But he's on disability, but, like, he doesn't actually have... He just, like, will hurt himself just so then he can get, like, government checks. And
he's
so Fiona...
Like,
he's, like, a goof and a half. But the oldest daughter, her name is Fiona, she kind of is like the parent of this household. Yeah. And like, she's the one keeping everybody in shape because she's had to like her whole life.
Yeah.
And as Lip gets older and stuff like too, I mean, as they all get older, they provide for each other and their family. But
yeah. It's a very, it's dysfunctional, discombobulated, to use that word again. It's very entertaining. It's also like very 2010s, like, because that's when it like comes out. And it basically takes place in the south side of Chicago. And
where's my mom at? Hey, what up?
Sorry, do not let you forget that. They're like, we're from the south side. South side. We're from the south side. Like, they say it like literally. If you took a shot every time someone said South Side, then you would like be drunk every time you
watched every episode.
And they're like, where they literally will like be like, I'm from the wrong side of the tracks. Like, I'm from like
the wrong side of the tracks.
They're basically it's just kind of like a bad neighborhood, but they do have friends in the neighborhood. Their next door neighbors, Kevin V, are a couple and they're in love and they're so cute. And they're basically like Fiona's like best friends, and they kind of help like take care of the kids and like look out for them and stuff. But Fiona basically becomes the mother to these children, even though she herself, she's like 21 when like the season starts.
Oh, I thought she was supposed to be like 18 when the season starts. Let me look this up, actually, because I don't want to say like a wrong fact.
She might be younger. You could be right.
But yeah, my first Fiona in
so she's like young, and I feel like when I was younger I was like, oh, that's not that young to be like taking care of six kids. But now I'm looking at
she's
like,
21. You're right. Your mommy was home when you left.
She's our age.
She's our age,
but
she's younger than us now.
Oh my god, that's actually crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, I have a little side story.
Okay, tell the side story.
I felt so old this weekend.
Why?
Because I went to a party with some of my friends. And we were talking to this guy, and he said something about being 20, and me and my friend started screaming because we realized how young a 20-year-old is.
Yeah.
We were like, that's 2 years younger than us.
It's weird.
It was like, oh, I can't go to the bar like where everyone is going. And we were like, why not? And he was like, I'm 20. We're like, ah!
I know. I have one friend who's 20 as well, and I was like, yo, what?
What?
Like, I've lapped you two times. Like, you're telling me I'm 2 years older than you?
That's wild.
But, yeah, that's why I don't keep friends who are younger than me, so then I don't feel old ever.
Cut them off. That's so toxic.
So, no, for real. What song?
Okay.
Oh, this next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes. This song is for Lip, because Lip is a bit of a man-ho.
Oh.
And he is known to fool around with multiple girls at once, and I'll get into the lore after that. But this is Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustua. How do you say that? Lustua.
Lustra?
Yeah, Lustra. Scotty Doesn't Know.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. is out shopping. Mushy's on the me and I'm not stopping. So cool when you're on top. It's for lawn in the snow. Life is so hard, cause Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
That is Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra. We decided that's how you say that, right?
Yeah, we decided.
A little lore to that. So Lip is, he hooks up with a lot of women, or dates a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
Not really the right word, but he sees a lot of women throughout the show. And when he's in high school, there are two girls that he goes back and forth between. And it's...
No, I'm listening.
It's, wait, what's the other girl's name?
I don't know. I don't know of any other girl. All I know is the one girl. So that's why I'm like listening intently because wait. I'm.
Oh my god! What's her?
The main
the blonde
one is
one.
Yeah,
the blonde one.
I actually don't know what her name is.
Blonde.
Dang. Wait. Let me.
Blonde girl.
With
we did
Lip.
Our research. Karen.
Oh yes. Karen.
Okay. So there's an edit of Fiona with blonde hair. That's ooh. Not. I hate that. Okay. So it's Karen and Mandy. And I would say that Karen...
I don't remember Mandy in the slightest.
What?
Who is Mandy? I'm looking
Megan,
her up.
You're kidding me
no,
right now.
No, I'm not at all.
She's like my favorite character.
Oh, okay, wait.
Oh Mandy, my gosh. Mandy Milkovich. It's Mickey's sister. And they recast her after season one. But
oh,
she
yeah.
is like this little goth girl. And he's way more into Karen.
I was going to say... I didn't think that Lip really liked this girl. Okay.
No, but he like, after they break up, he realizes how much he, like, took her for granted. And
okay.
Her. So they have, like, but he, like, gets with Mandy, and then Karen comes back, and then he starts, like, cheating on Mandy with Karen because he's in love with Karen, like, the whole time. But
Karen is,
yes.
You know, she is adventurous. And
she doesn't commit to him.
She does, yes. She yeah. also is, she has lots of suitors.
Yes. But the thing is that Mandy, so I don't think Karen and Lip ever date, but Mandy and Lip date. And she actually like moves in with the Gallaghers at one point.
Right.
And he does not like it. But
nor does Fiona.
Fiona's like, what is she doing here? Like she
and the girls, she, like man, she's very like entitled to be there,
yes.
I recall. Yes.
She just like kind of welcomes herself in. But, and she's a little crazy, but I honestly love her because I feel so, like, I have a lot of sympathy for her, but I also just, like, I feel like she's so, like, badass. Like,
love that.
She is at times, but I don't, she, plot, this is a spoiler, and this is the one thing she did that I, the one, only thing I can't defend her for. She runs over Karen with her car.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because she's
yikes.
Jealous of her, and then Karen, like, goes into a coma.
Bruh.
And it's, like, insane.
I haven't watched a show in... Yeah.
2 years. So.
But then, I'm gagged.
Yeah. This next song.
This next one is a me pick. I just feel like this show is very, like, Joan Jett and Blondie coded. And I didn't want to. Oh, also, yeah. You see who else I put on there. I also put Miley Cyrus on there, but like I put her, like specifically her Plastic Hearts album because I'm like, yeah, it just gives the vibe.
It does give the vibe.
But I picked Call Me by Blondie because I picked this for Fiona because she is like, she's like, you know, I know that the song is less of like a motherly thing, but like everyone is always calling for Fiona.
Oh, that's
like,
so true.
Everybody is always like, even though Fiona is like a kid too, and she's their sister and not their mom, like she can never get like a minute to herself. And so yeah. I feel like this song is like epic. So this is Call Me by Blondie.
That was Call Me by Blondie.
That was a quick.
It was very
quick. Am I like crazy? Is my time? I think my time on my like my body clock is off this morning.
Yeah, that's
time
so
is
real.
Going by really fast.
Yeah, we were a little disoriented this morning because we started late. And
yeah.
I was also just like running late. And I was like, Shameless.
I was running all around town. I've been up since 7.
Oh,
and
my
I had
God,
to return
only
equipment at 9. Just talking about my day, whatever.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I have a sinus infection. It's not contagious, so we're that's all good.
I have a runny nose, but it's just because, like, the weather changes.
Yeah.
Like.
And that's why I always get sinus infections. Anytime the weather changes a little bit or falters a little bit, I get a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Super annoying. But, yeah, so then I dropped off equipment, and then I went home, and then I changed because I realized that I was wearing the same thing as last week Monday, and I was like,
"Oh, girl,
I cannot
I
do that."
I would have laughed at you.
I know everybody would.
Outfit repeater.
I would, and you're an outfit rememberer. No, whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know
I'm
exactly.
Okay. But yeah. So
the Z McGuire episode.
Exactly. So I changed my outfit, and then I came here. So I'm just all disoriented as well. This wasn't the start of my day, which it typically is.
No, that's real. So. You made me, like, reflect on my morning, because I had to put my chicken in the crock pot this morning, and that was my big.
Damn.
Like, I was stressed. I was stressing about that.
And I would
be, too.
What?
I didn't even have to go to RTV or whatever. I just had to season some chicken in a crock pot.
That would stress me out, though, too. Just touching chicken, period, freaks me out.
It
so
does
having
freak
to
me
do
out.
It first thing in the morning, that's like exposure therapy.
It does freak me out. But the thing is, I put it. This is such a funny little side tangent.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why am I talking about chicken? But I put it in the crock pot so I don't have to touch it more than I have to, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
Because you just like dump it in.
And what do you put with it?
A butter, lemon juice, salt, pepper, and Italian seasoning. And a little bit of paprika.
Italian seasoning?
Italian seasoning?
My gosh, that's crazy, because my family, my mom, if you're listening, she just said Italian. It's like that's like an inside joke in our family.
How should I say it?
I say Italian.
Italian?
Like Italian, like Italy.
No, because you're right, but I feel like you're
right. Your mommy was home when you left. You're right. Well,
new vocal stem from Megan.
It's all the time that I'm saying that. I don't think it's a problem. I think
started
it's a blessing.
Saying with the chuz because of her, and F my chungus life.
Yep. The best part is like the chuz. What the chuz is like my friend Elise, so she deserves credit for that. Because then I started saying it because of her.
It's so bad.
And so yeah. But is it that time of the show?
Oh, it's the time.
Okay. Do you want to go first while I think?
Of my favorite character?
Yes, favorite character and who you think you are.
So, I feel like we should say our favorite character and then also our favorite Gallagher, if it's different than your favorite character.
Okay.
But, if it's not, because my favorite character is Mandy, love her. Real. Favorite Gallagher is Ian. And then, least favorite character, I feel like it's just Frank. Like, it's just Frank.
My favorite character is Sheila.
I love Sheila.
I love her so much. The thing is, so I love her. My favorite Gallagher is Fiona because I just love her and I think she's a girl boss and she's like, she's just everything to me and I feel very maternal when I think of her. And then my least favorite character is, remember when Kevin's like ex-girlfriend or whatever comes over and pretends that her kid is like Kevin's kid?
Oh my God, she's awful.
She's my least favorite character because I do think that Frank has like some moments, like when Monica comes in, their mom, he's like got such a soft spot for her, and I'm like, where is that with like your kids? But like, it does make me have some sympathy for him, and it makes me like, it's like a redeeming quality for him,
That's tea.
That's where I'm at. But I also love Lip. When I watched it, I was like, Lip is so cute. I love him.
I hate Lip.
Why?
Oh my God. I like him in the beginning. I think he just really goes downhill because I feel like he doesn't realize how much Fiona sacrificed for him and for the kids, and he takes her for granted a lot, and he often is like very rude to her, and like every time she tries to like make money or do anything to like climb
for
up
for herself,
he like attacks her, berates her. But he went to college and he kind of just threw that opportunity away because he started like drinking and just not taking it seriously, and he ended up getting kicked out. And Fiona did not have the opportunity to go to college because she was raising him and like helping him in school. And I just feel like it's definitely like he's a product of his environment. Like, I definitely do have sympathy for him, but I think he kind of has a superiority complex because he's smart, and then he just like throws all his opportunities away. And
I guess that's fair. I just think that he always comes back, and so that's why I'm like, you know, he has to have like realizations of some, because so does Fiona. Like, Fiona, there's moments where she's like, she takes some selfish time for herself, which I think is so valid and she should.
Yeah.
But like, it's moments that's when people get upset with her, is when she like does the things that everyone else gets to do that we all hate them for. So it's like, but why doesn't, you know, I don't know. It's like, when you watch it, you're like, oh yeah, Fiona should be able to do that as well. But then like, when everyone else is doing it, you're like, oh, you're so selfish. Like, that's so wrong. So it's like, I feel like it's just tough. The whole show, the whole lesson of the show is balance.
Balance.
And, like, I think that they all need it, and they all need to look out for each other. Like, they do. At the end of the day, they always do.
They always do look out for each other.
But they, you know, they have their moments.
Ugh. A lot of people's least favorite character is Debbie.
Oh, my God, dude. Debbie. F Debbie, bro. I wanted to say the word, like, the real word.
She is the worst.
She is the worst. Didn't she, like, get pregnant on purpose?
Yes. And she lies to the guy and, like, tells him that they're being safe.
She's such a goof because she just loves, like, she has a bit of a victim complex. So
she does.
Anytime something doesn't go her way, she has a problem. And, like, she's, like, a big fit and stuff like that. And, like, she also has, like, a bit, like, she just thinks that she deserves all this stuff. And, like, she is, like, the angel. And Frank treats her like the angel because he's like, oh, she's, like, that's my little angel. And he's, like, really nice to Debbie only.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, she like babysits and stuff to like make money for the family, and she's good at taking care of kids, and she runs like a daycare over the summer, but then she just like decides to get pregnant because then she's a mom, but then she expects Fiona to take care of her kid or to pay for her, but then when Fiona's like, we all need to start making, like, we all need to start taking care of our family, like, we are a family, we all need to start making money, Debbie's like, well, what am I going to do with that? What's her kid's name? Harper? Or am I crazy? Did I make that up?
I feel like it's, is it like Ellie? Or Nellie?
Sure. Nellie.
I feel like it's Nellie or something like that.
Looking it up, Debbie's kid's name, Shameless. Francis.
Franny.
Francis Harriet Gallagher.
She names it after Frank, which is like actually insane. It's like, that's the thing, because she loves Frank. And it's just like, girl, no one, like, why?
Yeah, like, it's silliness.
She lets Frank, like, babysit her kid. And it's like, girl, I would never.
I would not let him anywhere near my kid.
But this next song is a me pick.
Is it you pick?
This song is for Fiona. Because I want to play my Fiona song after yours. But also, it's for Jimmy/Steve.
Okay, I also was just going to say, I hate Steve.
Yes.
He's also one of my least favorite characters. So
Jimmy,
yeah.
Steve.
Jimmy,
so
Steve.
So this is Pain by Jimmy Eat World.
I don't feel the way I've ever felt. I know, gonna smile and not get worried. I try, but it shows. Anyone can.
That was Pain by Jimmy Eat World. That song, I feel like, is about addictions. And I feel like Jimmy and Fiona are each other's addiction. Like, they just keep going back and forth between each other. And, like, for so long. And I feel like,
I think it,
like,
makes sense for Fiona because she needs, like, something to escape the, like, life that she has.
Yeah.
And so that just makes sense to me. But could go up the Phoebe Bridgers one?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That will be next.
Spoiler. Spoiler.
But I agree that, like, they do keep just coming back to each other, but I understand it from Fiona, but I just don't like Steve.
No, I don't like him. He's a sleaze. Part of me, like, just wants her to end up with him just because, like, I don't know. I just wanted them to, like, be together a little longer just because it's so messy. And I liked it. Maybe not end up with him, but I really enjoyed the, like, back and forth. Like, I feel like it was I liked the, like, dynamic. It was just entertaining, but...
You know the cop? The blonde one?
Yes.
I wanted them to end up together, him and Fiona, because he, like... He would, anytime something happened in their household, he was always the one that would show up.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I just loved that because then, I don't know, I feel like in that stance, like, that she has somebody who can protect her.
Right.
Or, like, Steve didn't really offer that.
No. He didn't offer that. He just, he's such an ego. Like, I felt like he thought so highly of himself for, like, being with her.
Yeah, because, like charity work.
Yeah, like he was just like, oh, I'm being with this girl who's from the South Side. I'm like helping with her kids, and like he thought so highly of himself for like doing that. And she's like, this is the bare minimum. Like, I don't know, like what?
Yeah,
like this is my life. Like, take it or leave it.
Like, and for a minute, they like move in right next door together, so it's just the two of them living in that house.
Yeah,
but then I actually don't
Did
know
you
why
hear that.
I think it's the music in there.
Oh my god.
Was it like a weird like moan sound?
It sounds like it like oh it sounded
like
God.
A freaking weird noise.
I was like, hello?
What are you playing?
It sounded like it didn't sound real, but I was just like, where is that coming from?
Yes.
Anyways, you guys heard that. I don't
but I hope not. But yeah, so this next song I picked because it's kind of just about like mending a relationship with like an absent father, but it's also like just kind of like accepting that that's just who he is, and like even when he does try, it's not enough.
Yeah.
And so this is Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers.
Day off in Kyoto.
That was Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers.
I love that song. It makes me cry. That was, my friends have always been, like, it's like, every day I don't wear makeup is always the day that the paparazzi, whatever. But My friends have been trying to get me on Phoebe Bridgers for a long time. And then I heard that song. This was like about a year ago. But I heard that song and I was like, I'm hooked. And then I have, no, I actually so have real. Another Phoebe Bridgers song in this playlist, but I don't know if we'll get to it.
I love her.
I do love Phoebe Bridgers. I just think she's like genius. The other song on here is just a cover of hers, but like,
I freaking love. She's so genius. I love her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She makes me cry.
She makes me cry too. And I was like, oh dang. Like, oh dang. Shoot. And like, I've never really been taken like, been like whipped by lyrics besides like Billy Joel, you know?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I love her like writing. It's just so beautiful.
So good.
But yeah.
She's a genius.
She's a genius.
This next song is another Chloe pick. Shameless takes place in Ohio. Or not Ohio. Oh, Illinois.
I was like, huh?
Illinois. Sorry. Illinois, Chicago, Midwest. And so I feel like I had to play a Midwest emo song. I also feel like so many of these characters give Midwest emo. Like, if there's a show you could just put a bunch of Midwest emo songs, I would say this one. So this is Constant Headache by Joyce Manor. Was Constant Headache by Joyce Manor. I also feel like that song could be applied to Lip, could be applied to Ian, could be applied to Fiona.
Could be applied.
It's just like, I feel like it's about like just like being drunk and like miserable.
Yay, that's real.
And I feel like all of them have a moment like it's that true. At one point.
They do.
What song?
That one up there.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, yes. This, yep. I knew. Mm-hmm.
What time? Yeah, okay. I'm going to, let's just go right into it. So, this song, I just kind of picked for, I kind of picked it for Fiona, but I feel like it can apply to any of the baddies in the Gallagher house or even Veronica next door.
Woo!
This is Jenny from the Block by J-Lo from the Block.
Women produce and men go work and some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living. J-Lo, yeah, yeah, yo, yo, we off the block this year.
Went from a low to a lot this year.
Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear.
I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air.
Yeah, we at the airport out. D block from the block where everybody air forced out.
With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
To J-Lo to this headline clips, I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told ya, I'm real even on Oprah. That's just me, nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Kid, I love my life and my public. Put God first and can't forget to stay real. To me, it's like breathing.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
Cash checks, so don't be fooled by the rocks that I got, the assets.
You get back what you put out, even if you take the good route, can't count the hood out.
After a while, you'll know who to blend with, just keep it real with the ones you came in with.
Best thing to do is stay low, Lox and J-Lo, they act like they don't, but they know.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got, I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot, no matter where I go, I know where I came from. By the rocks that I got, I'm still Jenny from the block.
That was Jenny from the Block by my freaking girl, J-Lo. I actually don't like J-Lo.
Yeah, people don't like her. I don't really like, what did she do? Did she do something
bad? Oh, she's just like, and my mom was the one that really told me this. Like, mm-hmm. back in the day, my mom was like, I do not like J-Lo because she would like step on anybody to get to the top. And like, she is just really egotistical. She's like, just, it's a lot of things. Like, have you seen the video of her being like, with an orange drink, if you know, you know? She's just so performative, and it's just like, I don't know. She just made like a movie about like her love life, and I watched it. Yeah. Like, not even like a full length movie. It was like 50 minutes. I'm like, okay, so it's not a short film. That's not like a normal length, whatever. But so it was like a weird movie. And then she made a documentary about her making the movie, which I just thought was weird. Cause like, you're no Coppola girl. Yeah. Like, pack it up.
And pack like, it up, J-Lo.
Just very egotistical and like, she was supposed to be playing like a 20-year-old, and all of her friends in the like movie were cast as 20-year-olds because they are.
Oh my god!
She was supposed to be a 20-year-old, but I'm like, girl, I look at you and I'm not thinking 20-year-old. You know, I'm thinking 50 with
J Lo shade.
And I'm not sorry about it. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Sorry,
that's
not hilarious. Sorry, J-Lo. This next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes, this is my Mandy song. Just a little emo grunge Mandy moment. This
Love.
Is About a Girl by Nirvana.
Take it back.
shoot.
Do you just want to do this one?
What time is it?
We have like 7 minutes.
Stalling. You think I'm stalling. I don't know.
I can do this one.
But isn't that the one you said you wanted to end with?
Yeah. We have like, I don't know.
How long is that song?
It's 4 minutes. Sorry, we should have talked about this while the other song was playing.
Because if it's 4 minutes, then we still would talk for 3 minutes.
Right. Okay.
So give me, here, hit me with that one.
This one? Yeah. Okay, okay.
This one is like a sweet song, just kind of about like, I don't know, it's really sweet. It's kind of about like a, like it's a father-daughter, mm-hmm, like song. And I think, you know, I don't need to say anything else really, but this is from the Hannah Montana, mm-hmm, movie. This is Butterfly Fly Away.
Tucked me in, turned out the light. Kept me safe and sound at night. Little girls depend on things like that. Brushed my teeth and combed my hair. Had to drive me everywhere. You were always there when I looked back. You had to do it all alone. Make a living, make a home. It must have been as hard as it could have been. And when I couldn't sleep at night, scared things wouldn't turn out right, you would hold my hand and sing to me.
That was Butterfly Fly Away by Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus. I think, listening to it, I think that that is like, I'm thinking of it as like a reverse. Rather than like a father and daughter, I'm thinking of it as like Carl, mm-hmm, and Fiona. Because, yeah, it's like, she was like such like a mother figure for him. And like,
Carl,
she's a mother figure for all of them. But like, Carl like really had like such a soft spot for her and never, yeah, hated her. So yeah. This next one is our last song, yes, and it is a Chloe pick.
I feel like this song is a very similar kind of story, mm-hmm, vibe of, like, moving on, like, the end. Because in the end, Fiona does leave. She leaves Chicago, and she goes and finds her own way. And I feel like all of them kind of have to, like, they all, like, do stay a family, but I feel like all of them kind of start to, like, branch out and find their own things. So this is Move Along by All American Rejects.
shaking cold. These hands are meant to hold. Strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along just to make it through.
That was Move Along by All American Rejects.
And this has been Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIX B-Side Internet Radio, our shameless episode.
Yes.
Tune in next week, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And think of all the luck that you've got. We didn't play the theme song.
But... No, we did not, but that's okay.
All right.
All right. Have a good day, everybody.